Thank you so much for tuning in to the Kathy Lee Parker Show. Have you ever decided, are you looking for money for your business or your corporation, and you don't need $1 million, but you just need a couple hundred thousand or even $50,000 for your business to help you over that hump or just help you get started a little bit? So with me today, I have the Vice President of Max Capital with me, and also too, just to let you know, Max Capital is number 5 on Google. They are 5-star rating. They're doing very well and helping small businesses. And with me, I have the vice president of the company, and his name is, Ryan Ranks. Is it Ryan Ranks? Ryan, is that your last name?
Ryan Hakes.
I kept saying for the art. Okay, Ryan, we're welcome. Okay, welcome to my show. Well, we have so much. We have so much to talk about. I'm a small business. I start off as a small business, and I have lots of friends who are small businesses. But they say to me, Kathy, I don't need $2 million or $1 million. You know, I just need a couple hundred, or I need $50,000, or I need, you know, just a small amount. You help them out with that, or is it still big numbers out there?
No, we're more than capable to help anybody, you know, looking from anywhere from 20 to a couple $1 million. We usually like to stay in that low range, kind of like you're saying, in the couple hundred thousand. Mm-hmm. Just because most small businesses, that's all they need. They just need a couple, you know, 50 grand, 100 grand. Here or there, and we have quite a few different products, you know, where we can, you know, help them get it within a day or 2 days, or, you know, we can go through the lengthy SBA process and take a couple months to get them some loans through there as well. Just kind of depends on what they need and, you know, how quick they need it, right?
Mm-hmm.
That can definitely affect it. So
it happens within a couple days, or?
Yeah, most of our products, yeah, you can get funded within, you know, a day to a week.
Wow. So if somebody has a business, and they've been in business for, I don't know, 5 years, and they just need, they're starting a new line of product, you know, say a salon that needs, hey, I'm going to start a new hair coloring product line, but I need some funding to get this product off the ground. Is that a plus to come to you?
Yeah, we could definitely help with that. If they've been in business 5 years and they've been profitable, they got, you know, everything looking good. Mm-hmm. Should be a really easy process and get them funded, you know, a day, 2 days.
Wow.
If there are a couple of humps in the road, you know, whatever it may be, we can typically still, you know, get them some financing.
Mm-hmm. I always tell my business people, my friends and stuff, I said, well, don't use your money. Go to the bank and borrow money. use somebody else's money, you know, and if you get a sticky wiki, you know, you got backup of your own money.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. And then you play it safe.
That's how I look at it. So, but yeah. You know,
I can't tell you how many
really
can't tell you how many million you know, millionaires say the exact same thing. They're like, yeah, well, I'm not using my money to, you know, become a millionaire. I'm using everybody else's money.
That's what they tell me too. I know. I said, why should I borrow some? Yeah, because they keep their money for backup. Just in case the situation ends up being, oh, bad deal, bad business. You know, they have something to pay the loan back or recover their money. Yeah. But hopefully that doesn't happen, because they're smart. They're millionaires and they know what they're doing. But, you know, you can be very successful. You don't have to be a millionaire, but you can be very successful and still do the same thing, just in a smaller arena.
exactly. Yep. We all start somewhere. We all start somewhere small, and then it slowly, you know, kind of like a snowball effect, right?
Mm-hmm.
Starts small, and then it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So,
you know what I noticed too on your website? I went to the website on Google, and you're 5-star. I'm like, dang, people like you. People like your company. It's called Max Capital Funding.
Yeah, we try to please all our customers, and I mean, do the best we can to get them what they need and as quick as they need it. So we definitely pride ourselves in, you know, always trying to make people happy.
Mm-hmm. I like the fact, you know, I guess it's because it's computers nowadays. In my time, you know, in the ancient days, in the 90s, it took forever to get a loan. It was like, dang, I had to wait 45 days to see if I got my application in. No, I'm just joking. Right. It felt like that, but it takes 2 weeks for this, and then another 2 weeks, and another 2 weeks, and you're like, by the time you drain.
Yeah. Yeah, they check on your house, they check on your bank accounts, and then they check on your dog and your cat, and then and then maybe they'll check on your kids.
How many does she have? Oh, she's got, you know, 5 kids, so she can't do it. No, that's not true. I don't have 5 kids, but anyway, you know, people with that situation. But anyway, I'm grateful that it takes only, you know, a couple days, especially if you're successful. Now, what happens if, well, first of all, let's step back a little bit. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us about the company and, you know, how do you, I mean, you're VP, vice president, and you're very young looking. And you probably have a family and the whole nine yards, but, you know, tell me how you got started in this.
Yeah, so I've always been interested in, you know, banking, all that kind of stuff. I've always been interested in loans and kind of how they work.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly because growing up, I was always debt-free, and so I was like, well, I want to see, like, what is this like? I know nothing about this. And so I started looking into it and looking into some different job opportunities, and then I found Max Capital.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seemed like a good fit. Seemed like something I could, you know, be able to jump in and find ways to help people. Because, I mean, personally for me, I don't want to do a job where I'm not able to help someone. Not have many, you know, options available for them. And that's what I like about this. Whereas if I was at, you know, Wells Fargo or Chase or whatever, you're very limited on your options. Us as brokers, we have tons of different options, hundreds, just, you know, maybe thousands of lenders mm-hmm. that we can go to find a, you know, perfect fit for each individual.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I kind of find. That's fun about it, and that's kind of what attracted me to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Scott's been in the business for over 20 years.
He's Scott.
Should mention who he is, right? He's the CEO of the company.
His name is Scott.
He's the owner.
His
Scott
last
Burke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So he's been in the business for 20 years. He knows the ins and outs. And I work with him every day and get to learn from him every day. So that's what he told me from day one. So
how did you two meet? Awesome. How did you two meet? Because you're vice president and he's the president or CEO. So how did you two meet?
Through some job ads and stuff like that. We met up. I had an interview. Then he brought me in for another interview. And then he told me.
Okay.
Yep, told me I had the job. So.
Wow. And congratulations. You started in 2020 and doing great. I noticed it's a 5-star on Google. Lots of people, a lot of businesses, you guys are pleased. And I was like, dang, they're just not a little guy. They're heading in a good direction. And so you deal with a lot of banks. Is it what about somebody who has, I don't know, maybe a little difficult, have a little stings here and there on their credit, their personal credit, does that affect them in business?
It definitely can affect, you know, the type of loans they're going to get. With us, we can still help them out. I mean, to give you an example, you know how the credit score works. It's, you know, 450 up to 850.
Mm-hmm.
And so just, was it two weeks ago? Mm-hmm. Yeah, about 2 weeks ago, we were working with a client and he came in and he's like, look, I need this. You know, and he's like, I'm going to be honest with you. My credit's not great. And we're like, okay, well, you know, about what is it? And he's like, it's 465. And I was like, wait, what? And he was like, yeah, he had a bunch of different things. But make long story short, we were able to get him about $40,000 for his business. Obviously, it was more expensive because, you know, it's more of a risk and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But we were still able to get him financing. So
that's wonderful. That's good for him, and that would help. Okay, I have a question to ask. Okay, should I mix my business credit with my personal credit, or should I keep them separate?
Everyone kind of does it differently.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, on my end, I'm totally fine using my personal credit for my business.
Mm-hmm.
To an extent.
Okay.
Once you're over the $100,000 or $200,000 range, mm-hmm. I think it's not. I don't think you should start pulling out of your credit or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are some loans that you have to do it that way, that you have to guarantee. And so that's just kind of part of it, like SBA loans. But for the most part, if you can keep your credit out of it, I think that's the best.
Yeah. And now, if I came to you and I started from scratch and I say, Ryan, I want to start, you know, selling hair products. I don't know, you know, and but I need a loan to get me started, $25,000. And but yet I don't want to use my personal credit. Can I open up a credit line for my business?
In that case, you probably wouldn't be able to.
Okay.
Just because they got to have something to back it, unless you're doing something through, you know, using real estate. A property or something like that as collateral,
mm-hmm.
Then there are some possibilities with that, pulling some cash out of your properties, that kind of thing.
So you tell me, so what if I go buy some land or lease a property? Can I use lease or I have to buy it?
To go buy one, you can lease it, you can buy it. Most people do a lease just so they can do some different.
Well, I understand that, but I'm trying to get a business credit. So
okay.
I don't. So would I lease or would I buy?
You're saying for the startup still?
For the credit. Yeah, I want a
just
business
a credit.
Yeah, I want a business credit. I don't want to touch my personal. I'm an LLC.
Yeah.
I went in and did all that paperwork. Blah, blah, blah. So now I'm an LLC and I said, okay, I need a loan. And I need $25,000. Should I go buy some property or try to get into some property and then come back to you and get a business loan?
Yeah, you could do it that way. That's definitely an option. You could get property and then use it as collateral to, you know, pull out, you know, more of a line of credit or
for my business loan.
I
don't want it to be for my personal. I want that for my business. You know, I've seen where people have a line of credit on their business, but not on their personal. Do you know what I mean?
I get what you're saying. Yeah, so you could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Then you'd have to have the property in your business's name. If it's in the business's name, then yeah, you could use it as collateral to get a business line of credit. Yeah.
Because, you know, I want to keep my, you know, personal things over here. Yeah. And don't want to touch. I mean, I'm just saying this because I've heard people mention or talk to me about that. And they kept saying, well, how do I get my business? You know, I want a business credit, not my personal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So there are quite a few options for business lines of credit. You know, if they've been in business for quite a while,
mm-hmm.
when they're a startup, it's obviously quite a bit more limited, and a lot of the startup products do require that you put your personal credit on there,
mm-hmm.
Just because they have nothing to back it. So unless they have, you know, a property, like we were just saying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I had somebody called me, this is like years ago. I'm smart enough to catch on to it, but somebody called me and said, I can give you a line of credit if you pay me $1,500. I can give you $50,000 in credit. I'm like, no, I'm not giving you $1,500 for credit, for a business credit line. You know, no. And I knew it was something, you know, raunchy about it. I didn't approve of it. So, but anyway, I picked up on that. That is part of my street smart. But anyway, my New Jersey attitude there. No, anyway, it picked up on it. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not giving you that. So, but anyway.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you did.
But there are people that fall for it, you know. And this guy kept bugging me. And I'm not, you know, I'm not giving you $1,500 for $5,000. I mean, it sounds nice. But when you think about it, I want to do it the right way. You know, I want.
Yeah.
You know, if my business is making money and I come to you and I say, hey, I want to form a line of credit, it may not be $25,000, but you know what I mean? Something to keep up office equipment and things like that. And then I can show this is, you know, a line of credit. This is business credit line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah, that totally makes sense.
Yeah. Could you help somebody with that, you know, if they need like $5,000 of business, a line of credit for their business?
Most of the time, lines of credit are usually around $30,000 or higher, but we do have some term. Yeah, just right now, it's kind of been weird with the whole COVID thing. I know everybody says that, mm-hmm. uses it as an excuse. But when lending money, a lot of the line of credit lenders have gotten quite a bit stricter, and they'll only do certain amounts. They'll, you know, only do $30,000 and above,
mm-hmm.
And it's just to, you know, save their butts a little bit. But we do have products that go down to, you know, $4,000 or $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
They're just different, you know, more like a term loan, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit different, but mm-hmm. they're still able to, you know, get those low amounts as well.
Would you help a company, I'm just talking openly here, that say it's from another country, like maybe India or Europe, but they form a company in the United States to become incorporated. They're an LLC. Can they come to you and get a line of credit, even though they already have a company and they have incorporated over there, they got sales and stuff like that? Can they come to you and get a form of line of credit, even though their company is in another state, but yet they form a company in the United States?
Yeah, they could, as long as they have their company here and they're, you know, they have all their legal docs and everything put together right.
Uh-huh.
We could get them funding here as well.
Oh, okay. And do they have to be show money in the bank, like receipts and stuff like that? Even though they may have the receipts in the other countries, but they're depositing money into the United States.
Yeah, they're going to want to see money here in the U.S.
Like orders?
They're not going to want to. Whether, yeah, it could be purchase orders, it could be invoices. I mean, As long as there's some money coming in, mm-hmm. they'll be able to lend, you know, according to that.
Okay.
I mean, they probably won't look at they're not going to look at the financials of, you know, if it's a Europe company and they moved here, they're not going to look and say, oh yeah, they're doing $3 million in Europe, so let's give them, you know, $2 million here or something, or they're doing $500,000 there, let's give them $300,000. Mm-hmm. You know, they'll look and see, okay, they're doing, you know, $300,000 here, maybe we can get them, you know, $250,000 or, you know, $100,000 or, you know, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good to know.
Look at the financials here. Yeah.
Okay, what do you think about, you know, American Express or Discovery? They're trying to do the business thing, you know, the business issues and stuff out there, and they're also, you know, giving out line of credit for your business. Is that wise to do, or how do you feel about that?
I mean, it's up to everyone. I mean, I haven't looked into. There's too much. I haven't checked it out a whole ton.
Uh-huh.
But from what I've heard with, you know, those type of ones is, I haven't heard as great of things with American Express,
uh-huh.
just from like customers and things like that.
Uh-huh.
That's more of just a customer service thing. I don't know if it's because uh-huh. they didn't get enough money. So I don't know if that is.
I don't know what
exactly it was for.
I don't know. I just saw it a few times, but I just ignore it. And they're offering, you know, a business line of credit. And I'm like, well, I don't need you right now. But anyway, that's just my personal opinion. You know, I work with my bank. But the thing is it's good to know that there's a broker out there, and really nice, because I have some close friends that are always looking for something, and they need just a little bit of a loan for their business, but they need to be in business for quite a while, and they get a good tracking on their statements to be able to jump in with you. Is that correct?
No, it doesn't have to be a while. I mean, as long as it's, I mean, we have a, like I said, I mean, being a broker, we have a wide variety.
Mm-hmm.
So we can help from startup to, you know, been in business 20 years or more, you know, or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But it always helps. I mean, if they've been in business for a couple of years and they have good financials, you're almost always going to get, you know, a good loan.
But if they haven't been, what if they've been in business for 2 to 3 years and they're doing okay, and then all of a sudden this, you know, virus hit, you know, and it steps them back a little bit, but they need a loan to get that push ahead. Is there something out there to help them, even though the virus kind of pushed them back a little bit?
Yeah. I mean, we can, I mean, there's a couple different ways we can go about it. I mean, a lot of people, they got hit really hard with their credit because of everything going on.
Yes.
I mean, a lot of them, you know, their credit was destroyed, and they, you know, that made it so they couldn't get loans. So we,
Do you work with them?
Yeah, we're able.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we're able to take care of that.
Okay.
And help them out so they can get some loans. Here, one sec.
Okay, you still there?
Whoa. Yeah, I guess they're doing construction next door.
Oh, okay. So So what you're saying is that due to the COVID and pushback, because, you know, there's restaurants, they're hurting, and we need them.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm like, no, you can't close down. But we need them. Is there ways to help them?
Yeah. So we can go off of revenue, we can go off of credit, we can go off of some people can go off their assets,
uh-huh.
or, you know, borrow against those kind of things. I mean, we've done lots of different things. We funded a catering company right in the middle of COVID, which everyone told us was impossible. You're never going to get him funding. All of, you know, his banker told him, like, there's no way you're going to get funding. And we were able to get him, you know, 40K. So there are products available. It's just you got to find, you know, the right fit. And you know, mm-hmm. we're usually able to help do that.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So, this is really interesting. Yeah. And this is really good. And what about, let's talk about something that's really juicy. The SBA loans. We heard about them in the 80s, 70s, and 80s. When is the SBA loans first came out? Were they like in the 80s?
I'm not sure. I haven't actually looked that up. I wasn't born in the 80s, so probably before me.
But anyway, okay, well, maybe next show you can let me know. But the SBA, small business loans, are they still hard? I mean, they take forever. You have to write the whole story, your bio, your life history. Is that still the same way, or did they shorten it and made it more easy to get an SBA loan?
Yeah, it's still pretty tough. I mean, you're still looking anywhere from a month to 3 or 4 months, depending on the amount and everything. But I mean, the benefit, the SBA loans, they kind of suck because they're long. But the benefit is they do usually have the best rates and terms. So, uh-huh. I mean, if you want to push your payments way out, the SBA is the way to go.
Well, yeah, if you're buying a franchise, say you're buying a franchise, I think an SBA mm-hmm. loan would be great because the franchise is still standing there. You know, it's not going anywhere, where you can go in and get an SBA loan, and it may take a month to 3 months. So say it takes 3 months. Usually it's 3 months out in between, you know, that period. And, you know, that you can still learn everything you need to learn in the, you know what I mean? I mean, it sounds like you guys really work hard to get a person a loan. And if somebody wants to join up with this one business, do an SBA loan. Do you ever help companies that, this is another question, because I just popped in my mind. I have a company in Florida. She's starting to franchise her company. And I'm sure there's people out there probably would love a loan to get into her business. Would you be able to help that company out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so we do franchise financing quite a bit, and there's specific lenders that'll do, you know, just franchises, mm-hmm. And they specialize in that, and then there's other products where if we need to, we can get a little creative mm-hmm. and make something happen if those aren't working for them. So mm-hmm. Typically, though, with the franchise factoring, they like to see that it's, you know, there's quite a few franchisees already out there. Mm-hmm. It just kind of helps with it. Doesn't mean that they won't lend, but
if what if they've already got... Yeah, but what if this person has buyers that want to buy into her franchise? Would you help her with, you know, say Mr. and Mrs. Smith want to buy into her franchise to start off, and she has a certain price, but you would go off on them to get that set up, right?
Yeah. We would work with Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and we would work with them directly, get them the, you know, see what we can do to get them the finances. Mm-hmm. And then, we just go from there. Mm-hmm. And then we could do it for, you know, all of our clients. Or some people have us set up as, you know, referral partners, or, you know, they send people our way mm-hmm. For franchises. Uh-huh. So it's pretty, pretty common. We do things like that.
Well, I want you to do me a favor. Hold on tight, and we will be right back.
Hi, my name is Drusilla. I am the founder and owner of Drusilla's Closet. I've created a unique system to organize your pantry and kitchen. The system also works great in various parts of your home and garage. Also, in my closet, I have unique furniture, art, and decor. You can find us on Facebook, Drusilla's Closet, or call at 435-224-9266.
Hey, this is Rocktop Construction. Rocktop is a family-owned business based out of Utah. We specialize in replacing worn or storm-damaged roofs and understand how to assist homeowners with property claims. For reliable service and the best value on a quality and energy-efficient roof, call Rocktop Construction at 801-567-1234. We have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Again, that's 801-567-1234 to find out more about how we can protect your home.
Hidden Home Horse Rescue Foundation. We are a 501c3 nonprofit that rescues both wild and domestic horses and other equine that are either unwanted, neglected, abused, or their humans move. Hidden Home helps rehabilitate them to be used in equine therapy to help those in need. We could use your support. You can contact us at 801-910-2698.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Kathy Lee Parker Show. I'm sitting here with Ryan. He's the vice president of Max Capital Funding, and they're located in Scottsdale, Arizona. Well, Ryan, do you help out with customers who are a nonprofit organization too? Can you help them with some funding that they need?
Yeah, on that end of things, that's one of the few we can help with. There's not much we can do on those unless they want to get their personal credit. But most people want to do it through the business. So, Yeah, that one's a tough one we're not able to help with.
Okay. Just curious because I don't know how they get their money and funds and stuff, but I thought maybe there's hopefully something out there for them.
Because I've had quite a few people ask me about it, and quite a few nonprofits. Mm-hmm. And I actually had the same question. I was like, where do they get all their money? They're just like GoFundMe or what? I don't know.
So, well, tell me about some other loans. Is there, I think you gave me some notes here. Is there something called a PPT and EIDL, finishing up terminating funding. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so that's kind of that was everything with the CARES Act, the disaster loans, those kind of thing, where a lot of people were getting the PPP or the EIDL. Mm-hmm. PPP basically was free money for payroll and a bunch of other expenses. Mm-hmm. EIDL is pretty much also free money. And so those are kind of drying up. Well, they still have funds, but I think they're talking about ending it here on December 31st. And so a lot of people are running out of that. And so they're starting to look for some different options. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of what's going on right now. And that's where we've seen actually an increase, which is kind of funny. Usually around Christmas and in the holidays, it kind of slows down just because people are, you know, focusing more on
holiday,
their family, and they're not, you know, the holidays, all that kind of stuff. But this year, it's been a little bit different. We've been pretty darn busy. And I think it's because of that. The PPP and the EIDL are all up, and people need money, and banks aren't lending as freely as they used to be. So they're looking for different ways to get that money.
Interesting. Yeah, they are. So the PP, 3 P's, and then the EIDL is free money, did you say?
Yeah, so the government, they decide how much they're going to give you.
Oh.
The EIDL, it's 12 months without payments, and then I think an additional 6 months without interest.
Mm-hmm.
So you pretty much don't pay anything for the next year, year and a half.
Wow.
And then after that, it's at a 3%.
Oh, that's low.
3.75. Yeah, so that's like crazy low for business loans. So,
wow.
So we're actually able to do those. And we'll be able to help out with those, you know, through the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But once they end those disaster loans, that program will be end.
Ryan, how long do you have to be in business to get those type of loans?
As far as I understand, it's just as long as you're in business when, you know, COVID hit. Then you can get access to those types of loans.
Wow. And you can help somebody get into that. I know a little runabout shuttle company, and they could really use some TLC. But I'm going to get them on you right away so you can talk to them and see what they can get. Because the COVID really hit them pretty hard. So
yeah, it's been rough to see it. I mean, being as we're always giving out loans and everything, it's hard when you have to tell someone no, and the only reason they're needing the money is because they got shut down, and you know, with all the COVID stuff, so it's hard to see that. But it's nice to know that there's a couple ways that we can still help them.
Good, yeah. But I like the fact, and what about the SBA? What is an tell there's people out there may don't even know what an SBA loan is.
Yeah, so SBA loan, Small Business Administration.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, what happens at the SBA loan is the SBA guarantees about half of the loan, either half to 70%. But for the most part, it's about half, and then the bank only has about 40% that they guarantee,
mm-hmm.
and then the other 10% is by the, you know, you got to put down with the owner. And so it makes it a lot easier and a lot less of a risk for banks to do it, because mm-hmm. they don't have as much skin in the game mm-hmm. as the SBA does.
Mm-hmm.
And it allows them to push out terms, you know, lower rates, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And a cool thing with the SBA is they actually do debt refinance as well.
Oh.
Which we've seen a lot of people working mm-hmm. to do that right now, just because they have loans all over the place because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And so they just want to consolidate it all into one and get a nice low monthly payment. You know, it's going to be a 10-year term, that kind of thing. So we've been doing that quite a bit lately.
Oh, that is so good to know. That's really good to know. So they can put all their loans and everything in one and get an SBA. Small Business Administration loan. That's not bad. Even if it does take 3 months, it's worth it.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of times it can be very worth it for the company.
Mm-hmm. So tell me what are you looking for when it comes to a good business credit? Where's their credit line need to be?
There's not really a line. Like we kind of talked, we have options for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But we like to see them, you know, in the good to high range, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
That way we can get them the best options and the best loans available. But
mm-hmm.
but if they're, you know, in a fair range or in a low range, we'll still be able to find them something. It's just not going to be the best loan on the market. So.
Oh, okay. But if, say, for somebody has a 750, I mean, no, 650, would that still be okay to get a loan?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like we talked a little bit earlier,
mm-hmm.
We've done loans all the way down to 465.
Yeah, I know. You were talking about that one guy. Is he happy that he got something? I mean, 40,000 is 40,000, you know?
Yeah, 40,000.
Can he turn
Yeah,
it around?
he was ecstatic, to
Yes.
say the least.
Yeah, because he can, you know, he's going to make profit. So,
Yeah,
yeah,
he'll
with
turn
that.
that around and turn it into 80 grand or something. So
Yeah.
it's worth
Do
it
you
to
ever
him.
help out with? I see some, I mean, it's kind of narrowed down a little bit, but then I hear it's kind of coming back. It's where people taking real estate and flipping it. Do you help out with that, like getting money for that?
Yeah. So we have a commercial products and everything. We can do anything from SBA commercial or residential financing, all the way to hard money as well. So bridge loans, hard money, interest only, all that kind of thing. So you kind of got both sides of it. Obviously, conventional and SBA is the best. You're going to get the longest rates. You're going to get lowest terms. It's more like, similar going to a bank kind of thing.
I know that they want to turn the home in 90 day, 100, between 90 to 120 days, they want to flip it. You know, and it's got to be on the market, it's got to be sold. It's
Yeah.
kind of, you know, they, I just know two people that are doing it, and matter of fact, that are women. And I'm like, what? Yeah, they're flipping homes. I mean, it's a lot of hard work. You want my opinion, it's hard work. But
Yeah, that stuff is tough. But
they do make a nice profit. I keep asking, is it worth it? And they look at me, then they're ready to do it again. And I'm like, oh my gosh. I watch them
yeah,
go through the stuff. And they, you know, and I just laugh like, but that's women. Women break. But anyway,
I
getting.
don't understand women. I think you'd know better than
No,
me.
we're
But
not that bad. It's just, I just
I'm
watch
just
them.
kidding.
I watch, but they're perfection, though. It looks nice once they're done. They take an
Yeah,
old, rugged-down house and how they flip it. It's unbelievable. And they're in there doing it, too. They work with the contractors and they get their hands dirty. And I'm like, dang, you guys are good. So,
it's pretty amazing what they do. Yeah,
yeah.
we have quite a few people that, write in the same thing, and usually their favorite loan products are the super low doc loans where they can close in 2 or 3 weeks and start
Wow.
working on it right away. So
2 to 3, there's
we could.
no way they close in two, 3 weeks. What are they doing?
We got a couple products that allow people to close in 2 to 3 weeks and be right into the house flipping it, and then 3 months later, once they're all done doing all the construction, they sell it and go find another one.
Yeah. Well, in Utah, the house market is very, very tight. So it's hard to even find anything to flip. But you have to go somewhere else and pray that you can sell that house. But, you know, they can flip them. But anyway, but back again to the funding, you know, startup. So even if somebody came to you, what about if they use a parent or a family member to back them up for, you know, $50,000 loan to start a business, or, you know, or something like that. You know, if they use their parents back up, you know, like a family member, a relative, can they do that to get into the loan?
What I always like to say when someone asks me, can someone else co-sign with me? I'm like, yeah, it can be your mom, it can be your dad, your uncle, or it can be the homeless guy cut across the street. As long as they got good credit and financials, you're all good. So
Is it really
pretty
hard?
much, I
Is it
mean.
hard to get that type of credit from somebody? You know, I guess do they have to go through a lot of hoops to support that person, or?
It's usually a pretty simple process. With an application and a recent, either recent pay stubs or a tax return from last year, we can typically, have everything we need with just that. and then get them funded within a week to 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. What about,
so really
I got an idea. What about if somebody wanted to get a home, but their business is in their home? You know, that's where they're at. They're in there 24/7. You know, they work from home. Can that home be used as a business write-off or a business identity? So they come
like
to
taxes
you.
And stuff?
Yeah, because they're, you know, I've been watching a lot of, I have been into homes where I've seen, no lie, like they'll take the second floor of their basement, you know, they fix it up and everything. They do an, you know, walkout. They got UPS coming and everything. I literally walked down there and I thought, dang, you got a freaking business down here. You know, but I'm like, dang, it's, you know, I got an office. They're all divided up. You got people in there working and, you know, and then they live upstairs, but yet they use that like half the house. Can they do something like that to, you know, help them get in? They're getting into a home, but yet they're using a home for a write-off.
Yeah. So I'd always say check with your accountant, but I'd probably say 9 times out of 10 that they can do that. Mm-hmm. It just depends on whether, you know, they're LLC, S-Corp, you know, all that kind of stuff. There's a bunch of different rules and regulations that those CPAs know all about. Mm-hmm. And so I'd ask them, but I've actually had that back when I was working in solar. I was a solar manager, and I did a lot of work at home with training, virtual trainings and doing a lot of, you know, the behind the scenes stuff. And so I was actually able to write off a portion of my house and my rent. It all kind of depends on, you know, how it works for each situation. So definitely check with your CPA, though. If that's something that's happening, you definitely want to get it written off, because that's some free money you can get back.
And then if they need a more loan, they come to you and say, hey, I need another, you know, I need to, it's been a little tight this month, but next month I got these orders coming in, they can get a loan. Oh, I got another question. I ran into somebody. He needs a loan, but he's got orders, but he needs to get the machine and everything made to get these orders. Can you help something out with that, or?
Yeah, so that usually falls under something called factoring, so purchase order factoring. I'm not sure if you've heard of it, but essentially the way it works is they take your purchase orders and they'll fund you up front up to 95% of it up front.
Wow.
So then you have all that cash up front to be able to perform and get the product and sell it and all that kind of thing, so you can, you know, move your business forward. And
wow.
So that can really help with small businesses that are just starting up that, you know, need a little kick to be able to get going. Okay. They have the purchase order, they have the clients, everything. They just don't quite have all the cash and the capital they need. Usually that factoring will help them bridge that gap so that they can, you know, start moving forward.
Yeah. So. You know, I'm glad that you're out there. I'm glad you're a broker. I'm glad to know you. You know, for everybody out there listening, I ran into you on LinkedIn, and there you were. And I read your profile, and then I did my homework, and I'm like, dang, they're 5-star on Google, so they must be doing something right. And, oh, how long has your business been around? How long have you been around?
20 years.
Wow. So the CEO knows his stuff, and you're VP, and oh my God, you're in Scottsdale, in Arizona, but do you work with all companies all over the United States?
Yeah, all over the U.S. Yeah, we work with, we actually have quite a few clients over on the East Coast, and then quite a few right here, what do they call it, Arizona, Utah, Colorado, the Four Corners, right here in the Four Corners, mm-hmm. in Mexico. Mm-hmm. So, and then we have clients all over, so.
Wonderful, wonderful. I'm going to send you some clients. I got some dear friends of mine. You know, they've been in business for a long time, so that's a good one. They're good. And they just need a little, I think because of the COVID kind of, you know, hurt them a little bit. But I know next year, I know they're going to be, you know, back on track. You know, they just need that push to get them back on track. You know, that, what did that help? I should say that push help to get them back on track. And so they don't lose their business because that's their livelihood. That's all they've done for years. Some of my friends have done it for years and years. And yeah, I can't even imagine losing my job. And so
I can't imagine it either.
Yeah, but I'm glad you're there, and I'm glad that you came on my show. Right.
I'm glad you invited me. It's been a lot of fun.
And also, too, tell me something that tell me a story. Tell me a juicy story about somebody that you helped, besides a guy with a low credit score.
But that was so much fun. No, just kidding. Yeah, so just thinking of, you know, one other client. Basically, he ran into an issue of he had to, you know, get $40,000 so that he could complete his project. He's in the construction, but he needed $40,000 to complete his project in the next week so that he could get paid in, you know, the next week, and he's going to get paid. I don't even remember, 200 or something thousand. And so he was looking around everywhere, trying to go to banks, trying to go to other funding sources, couldn't really get the funding that he needed. And then I happened to come across his bio. I think a banker sent me his information. And we looked at it, and then we're able to get him funding within, I think it was 24 hours so that he could, it was a quick one. We got it 24 hours, got him the funds. He did everything. He got his money the next week, paid it all off, and he was good to go.
Wow.
And so
he's going to come back to you. Awesome. He's going to probably come back to you for another loan for another project. Cause if he pays it off and that looks good and that gets good scores for you and well for him as you know what I mean? You develop that relationship. So
we created a good relationship with him. So
wow.
He's a great guy. Yeah, we're looking forward to helping him. Hopefully he doesn't get into that situation too often. but yeah, we're happy to help him when he does.
Hopefully he's listening in. Don't use your own money. Go back and get more. You got another project. Don't use your $200,000 that you got.
Use our $200,000.
Yeah, because by the time he paid you back, it's about $50,000 or $45,000. Yeah, pay it back and keep that other, and then get more money and keep your own money. You know,
keep it in your pocket.
Yeah,
keep it in your savings.
But yeah, I'm the type. I guess my father taught me this that. You know, if you're going to borrow $10, you better make sure you have another $10.
Exactly.
Put it away, but borrow the other $10. And so I started doing it with my little homework, assignments when I was a kid. And, you know, my brother would get mad at me because he already got 10 bucks. And I said, well, that's my money. I want to borrow your money. I'll pay you.
Kind of like gambling. I mean, I have quite a few friends that, you know, they do poker and do all that stuff. They go in, they make their money back, and then it's that goes in my pocket, and then it's, you know, all for fun after that. So now you're using the house's money, is what they always say.
Yeah, that's the funny part. Well, Ryan, thank you so much for coming on my show. It has been really a blast. And
it's been a lot of fun.
Okay. You know, how would they get in touch with you? Is it on LinkedIn?
Yeah, LinkedIn. If they want to give me a call as well, my number is 602 760-5225. Or just look us up online and reach out. Just let us know that you heard us when we're here on Kathy's show, and we'll make sure to see how we can help you out.
Okay, I got some friends I'm gonna hook up with. Probably get with you after the Christmas holiday, but you know, or maybe in January. But yeah, they're gonna be calling you. But I do want to thank you so much for coming on my show, and you have a great evening. Okay.
Thank you. You as well.
And happy holiday and all that fun stuff. But I'll be talking to you soon, Ryan. And for everybody out there listening, please give Max Capital Funding a call. They're in Scottsdale, Arizona. It's called Max, M-A-X-X, Capital Funding dot, yeah, I know it's dot U-S. So, but anyway, thank you so much for tuning in, and have a great evening. Talk to you soon. Happy holiday. Bye-bye.